Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Administrator Dixon, I'd like to ask several questions just to get you on the record on changes that we'd like to see at the FAA, both in the legislation we proposed and things that we think continue to need to be addressed beyond this legislation. So if you could help me out with as much yes and no, that would be so helpful. Should aircraft manufacturers be accountable for compliance of design data submitted to the FAA approval? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that this accountability should exist throughout the certification process, not just at the end of the certification process when safety concerns are harder to address and designs are tougher to rework and correct?
Without speaking to the specifics, I'm not knowledgeable of some of the details that you're referring to, but I believe that the holistic approach that you referred to, that a safety management system would provide, would produce that result.
So the answer is yes. You think
yes.
That's what it should have. Okay. Applicants must certify that data design complies with airworthiness standards. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. And if the FAA receives a report of noncompliance, the FAA should ensure that corrective action is taken prior to issuing a certificate.
Yes.
Okay. And if noncompliance is discovered after an issuance of certificate, do you believe the manufacturer should be required to correct it for future production of aircraft?
That's in the continuing operational safety realm, and that's what our airworthiness directive process provides for. Yes.
Okay. Well, certainly I have concerns that that's not what's taken place in the past, and it's good to hear that that's what you think should take place now. I think the end result of aircraft certification process is, you know, the FAA approval of a, you know, it's the approval of the type certificate, but we want to make sure that as we go through this process, and one of the failures of the 737 MAX, which is just unacceptable, is that we need to make sure that that compliance and airworthiness requirements are met. So do you agree that the purpose of the aircraft certification is to achieve compliance?
Yes.
Okay. And in order to achieve compliance, the FAA must validate the manufacturer's design data is compliant with applicable airworthiness standards.
Yes, Senator. And I would say it's actually a higher bar than compliance. Compliance with individual rules does not necessarily produce a safe outcome, and that's what we're trying to deal with.
Well, I agree that from the holistic perspective, but I'm just trying to point out that the process that we have today between the beginning of the process on the type certificate and the final airworthiness approval, certainly in the MAX situation, didn't catch the problems and certainly had information. So that's why this data and your questions and answers to
yes.
that are so important, and hopefully that will help us in moving forward on this legislation. If I could ask you now about the bill that Senator Wicker and I introduced, do you agree that in order to raise the bar, the FAA should be directly appointing these ODA members?
Senator, the without commenting specifically on the bill, I think that we need to certainly take a systems approach, and you know, we need to have strong oversight of the ODA. We already approved.
Mr. Dixon, I'm not as genteel as the chairman, who resides from
Understand.
A state where genteel approaches exist and are perfected. I'm a little more blunt, okay? So I don't want to be stonewalled here. Do you believe the FAA should retain and appoint these individuals and oversee them in the process, yes or no?
It's not something that we certainly approve their qualifications and their background. The individual selection is not something that I believe would add to the safety of the process, but it is something that we are certainly anxious to work with the committee on and see if there's a way that we can add that in.
Mr. Dixon, it's a little hard. I'll just have to view you through the lens here because this gentleman, but this is the very point. We need an independent FAA. We need the lines of communication between these whistleblowers or whoever it is on the engineering, you know, the SPIA member who is on the ground, who says, look, this is a problem. He needs to be backed up by the FAA. But if you don't have a direct line to that employee and you don't approve him in the final and you don't oversee his work and you don't have the right expertise at the FAA, then he's not going to be backed up by you.
Could not agree more.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Kentwell.